that off, sir?
They're going to mosey on out of there.
Oh, they don't have to go on our account. We're peace loving. We're just sitting here. I mean, it's still a public park. They didn't reserve the whole park, right?
No.
Okay.
No, we just want, we don't want any.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy you got to worry about, not me, officer.
We just want to come.
And you'll notice they're packing up. I didn't say a word until their service was over.
I think they're done, so that's why.
They are done. That's why I waited till the end.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I didn't say this already, I want to say it again. We travel, and we rolled from the Dells. We preached this weekend. We had no clue they were going to be here. You know, we're here a lot of times in a weekend when we come through this town area of town. We had no clue. And I saw a priest here, and I said, hey, the Father, our Heavenly Father, not their pagan Roman Catholic Father, he made a way for us to be at the perfect time. We'll sit quietly, and when their service is over, I'd like to inform these people they're being deceived by false religion. And so, like I said, I want to help the drug addict. I want to help the false religious people like you officers want to help people. So that's why we do it. And if you think it's unloving, please go read Jesus' words. No greater love, James 5 says, to pull a man who's in sin from out of the fire. Pull him out of his sin. You save a soul from death. You understand that? We're not all headed to heaven. Jesus said, few and only those who obey him and have come out of the world are going to make it. That's not religion. Man-made religion, and it's not being of the world and politics, entertainment. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being kind. I appreciated our theological talk. I'd love to talk to you sometime. You can email me. I'll answer any question. If you think I'm wrong, you rebuke me. Bring me God's word, and I'll respond. Just like if I'm breaking the law. But I would like to find out about that. I want to find out about that. So
well,
you're talking.
They're having a private service. Yeah, you're yelling over the top.
Oh, no. No. I wasn't even talking about that.
That's what I was saying.
You know what I was talking about is if this is just an average day, I can walk around the park and witness people, right? Until somebody says he's hassling me, which I don't do.
No, if you would keep following them, then that would be...
You know, I have a body cam like you guys do. I'm normally wearing it, and it's amazing. I go street preaching. My wife is always right by my side. We preach. The police show up, and the cop goes, that lady said you chased her and grabbed her arm. And I go, officer, would you like to see my body cam footage of my entire time here? He goes, I think you're good. I said, she's lying, officer. Then they'll come up and say I'm preaching. Children are going to hell. They're going to burn in hell. They put two parts of my preaching together. I warn about hell, that if you don't repent, you're going to burn in hell. And then I say, the kingdom of God is for children. They hear children are going to hell. And I go, would you like to see my video? So my audio and video. So peace loving. I'm peace loving. If you ever see me here again, I tell you, I hope I never run into him again, because he's a fleshly man. He really is. Because, you know, just because somebody says something you don't like, you don't got the right to get in their face and start yelling at them and threatening them, do you?
No.
No. Not at all.
That's why we're glad that we showed up. We just wanted to make sure everybody was good.
You
know, we don't want no issue.
It's amazing they called the police. He said, this is our pavilion. I said, we're leaving. We're packing up. I don't know what he called the police for. We were packing up and going to move.
He believes in that religion, and he believes that he's right. Whether he's right or wrong, I'm not here to judge that part.
Yeah,
that's what he believes.
I understand that.
He has every right to do that,
and I have every right to stand and say when someone's wrong. Right?
What you believe in.
Just like a lot of the criminals think you're wrong against the law, and then you judge them against the law.
That's what a judge is for.
You go to the judge and say, yeah, I saw him do this, Your Honor. And so the word of God is our authority, just like the law of man is our authority on earth now or here. The word of God is above that. So the point is, he can believe anything he wants, but people always say to me, well, he's genuine, and he genuinely believes what he believes. And I go, yeah, he's genuinely wrong. Like the drug addict going, man, officer, this ain't going to hurt
but
me,
that's,
man.
That's like you were saying before, everybody has a right to be wrong.
Oh, they do. But I love them enough to warn them. So they've been warned in love, and they can go to my website, and you can too. And that's what Jesus said, go, tell the truth, warn. And this is why the true disciples were hated. Because see, if I just get along with everybody, if I just say what's nice and milk toast, probably like you guys, if you never arrest anybody,
you'd be loved.
Boy, they're going to go, you guys are great. You arrest the wrong guy, your family's in danger.
Yeah.
They'll go, we'll get him. Yeah. See how it is when you stand for righteousness? When you stand for righteousness, a lot of times people are going to hate you. And Jesus promised. This is the other thing. The Catholic Church, a billion strong, the world loves them because they're corrupt and wicked. Jesus said his true people will be hated. So ponder all that. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Anytime I can help you in the things of God. And I'm sorry you had to come out. You didn't have to, because I was fleeing to get away from that fleshly man, and he didn't give me a chance to even get away before they called me.
Is your name on here?
Is your name on there?
What's that?
Your name?
James.
Hey, Sergeant.
How's it going?
Just got to work, so.
He doesn't know yet. He doesn't know how the day is going yet.
Sorry. I didn't hear what he said. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you guys have good days and bad days.
We have plenty of bad days.
Yep. So. I hear you. Yeah, last names. I'll give you my last name. I got none to hide. Polanek. P-O-L-A-N-E-K. Run me up and down in your computers. I am squeaky clean. I did have two traffic violations about 25 years ago.
Sure. What's your middle initial, James?
M. Martin.
Awesome. Date of birth for you?
9/16/62. I'm old.
Do you have a driver's license are you out of Wisconsin or out of South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because the license plate on the van came back to a Ford Focus.
Oh, you know what? That happened one other time. In fact, you know what's crazy about this? I stood out 3 years ago at a church outside of town here, and peacefully, I think the county cops showed up, not you guys, because that's outside of there. And the same thing happened. He ran my van. He goes, "Those plates don't go in that van." I said, "Yes, they do, sir." He goes, "They don't go on that van."
Are they RV? Do they say that on there?
He had a digit off, and he came back and later ran again. He goes, "You're good." It was.
Well,
if
they didn't run it as an RV, is that registered as an RV?
No. It's registered as a one-ton van, not an RV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but run it again. You might have a digit off. That is registered to that vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I think they're gone. So
like I said, I don't get it. Here you go, officer. Gospel card. I travel the country. I preach the biblical gospel, call people out of the world and man-made religion. I gave these guys the whole gospel. I'll just share with you. Go on the website and make sure you're here to make sure I obey man's law. God's going to ask you, did you obey his law one day? And if you're of the world and of false church systems, man-made systems, that's corrupt. You need to be of Christ, born again by his spirit. We're here to help people do that. Check out our website, don'tperish.com. For free, we don't take people's money, by the way. Unlike the Pope that sits on a golden throne, I don't take people's money. I support myself, and I go out and freely risk my neck. Trust me, it ain't fun doing what I do. I go to the Dells. I go to other places. We go to events. I try to stay out of the really wicked events. Like, I would never go to a Pride event because they're very rabid against us, and then you police have to stand and defend me and risk your own, you know, getting hurt, and I don't want to put police officers on. So we stay away from those.
Do you stay mostly in Wisconsin, then?
Oh, no. We travel country. Oh, yeah, we travel all over.
You were just saying you were in the Dells.
No, we're here to see a local brother, and then we're here to see some other people, and then we'll be rolling out. We're going to be all around this area because of this brother. We're going to be around the area and just preaching the gospel everywhere we go. And you know, last thing, I know you're going to go, "Wow, this guy did all this ruckus, everything." Go read the scriptures. Everywhere Paul and Jesus preached the gospel, the Roman soldiers always showed up. You guys are like the Roman guards to me. I go, "Oh, here comes."
No, we didn't. We're not like the Roman guards.
No, I lovingly say that. You're the authority. You're the authority. I'm like, "Oh, here comes the authorities."
Roman guards went to mess around. You'd have been on the ground.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true.
Most of them.
So I'll stand on a public sidewalk, and that'll be their property. And I'll stand with a sign and preach, and they call you guys. And the cops show up and they go, "What's going on?" And they go, "He's out there." And the cop goes, "Okay. Has he set 1 foot on your property?" "No." "Is he throwing and threatening things?" "No." "Why are you here?" "Well, we don't want him here." And the cop's like, "Well, he doesn't want you here."
"Well, we weren't going to stop, but when we seen you face to face with him."
"Oh, well, he was coming at me."
"Sure, and we didn't know."
He's a fleshly man. He's a fleshly man. And I try to be peace loving. I've already been beat up for the gospel. I know what it feels like. But I didn't want it to be today.
I don't blame you.
That's why I was backing up. Yeah. I usually put my sign up. I'm going, "Sir, you're on video. You need to cool down. Cool down. Cool down." And he didn't. He was upset. And that's the fruit that he's not born of God in the spirit and in the heart, because he's a fleshly man. He's ready. Ready? "God is love, Jesus." I'm imitating what they're doing. "Jesus, pray to Jesus. God is love." As soon as you say the Pope is wrong and Mary can't hear your prayers, I'm going to beat you up. It's like, where's that disconnect? I thought God was love.
All right. Well, if you have any more issues or problems, you give us a call.
Thank you, officer.
Come down and try to
see. Yep, you'll see my van around from here time to time. I hope you never have another problem with me, because I'm not the problem. Okay. God be praised. Have a great day.
Have a good day.